fertile ground all the same. By the time the video came to a close, whispering had ceased, and a silence fell, which to me seemed to be the hush of reverence and awe and anticipation. The minister introduced me then, and I began to speak of my travels and of my home community. I spoke about God's providence to me over the course of the past year, my abandonment of home and security, my decision to cast myself on God's mercy and undertake this youth ministry tour. I spoke of my nights spent in the cold car, hungry at roadside turnouts, and I reveled in telling them, by contrast, about the incredible generosity and seeming miracles of hospitality and basic human goodness it has been my blessing to receive. I especially relished communicating word of your incredible support to them, the prayers, phone calls, and sincere wishes by which you sustain me in my work. You are a burning flame of faith by which I navigate the roads and communities of this region. I shared with them the tiny, unpredictable pathways by which our faith group came into its existence, the mysteries of our Lord and Lady, which have given favor to our weekly sessions of prayer, our daily individual recitation of the rosary, the unanticipated nourishment of favors granted, and yes, even miracles of healing and rescue. I found them receptive, curious, like the farmer who has begun to turn the soil in preparation for planting the field. I find myself dreaming of the harvest, and yet know that only if God favors the enterprise will the crop come to fruition. Alone again in a clean, spacious loft, by the loft lent by the minister, watching the full moon ascend over the plains and hills, and hearing the night music of birds and frogs, I find myself reviewing the course of my life. You will understand that when you have much time alone, even if you endeavor to turn your mind to constant prayer, you find yourself oftentimes reviewing the course of your life. I must tell you that at such times I find myself beset with doubts. I go forward with the ministry, and I immerse myself in prayer, and yet I come again and again to the naughty places in my life, places where people have hurt me, places where I have been cruel, places where someone has died, even seemingly joyful places. I can't seem to leave these places, these tangles, much as I attempt to smooth them out, to unravel their meaning. In my darkest times, I wonder if the touring ministry is a sort of running away, a terrible weakness on my part. Please, dear ones, keep me in your prayers. Tonight I need them. Be assured that I rest in the Lord's care, that Our Lady is continuing to smile on me. As I write you even now in the deep of the evening, I feel you close to me in your spirits. Tomorrow, I take to the roads again. I will write to you again from then. Please address correspondence to me there, care of general delivery. Trusting myself to be carried safely wherever our Lord wills, I remain sincerely yours in his love. Paul.
I will be still. I gather up onto my toes. I stretch forth my arms, heart beating, skin flushed, breath quick. Then I run downhill, always downhill.
So quickly.
I am light as the angel itself.
The angel.
Dance, flight.
I'm moving.
Wings of light.
I can fly.
Heavenly delight upon delight.
Heaven.
Hours pass.
So long.
I see the evening cool, alive with swirling currents of air.
Where am I?
And I run.
I'm leaving.
Through dust clouds, I see the sun high overhead, and I run.
I'm running.
I see moon, stars, sun.
Look.
Moon, stars, sun, moon,
moon
stars,
sun.
And I run. I am tireless, and I will live forever.
There's no end.
In a new and changed body.
So changed.
Look. Here, a dizzying, dangerous drop.
So far.
I skim the edge. And at any moment, I will move past fear,
no fear
and soar through palpable supporting air.
I can fly.
Over cultivated fields,
vineyards,
over rough hill country,
grain,
ascending even to the heavenly home.
Immortal.
Wait. I am not a creature that can fly.
Where are you?
The divine withdraws from me.
I'm alone.
I am a woman alone. Creature of blood.
Blood.
And bone.
Bone.
What has been done to me?
Look at me.
My body is utterly changed, disarranged, unknit, indelicate.
Hurt.
I hear again the whispery sound.
It is coming.
And I look behind. I remember. An angel.
Angel.
White wings.
Wings.
White light.
Light.
Feathers across my face hinder my breathing.
I can't breathe.
A weight is beating against my heart.
I can't breathe.
I will say always yes,
yes.
But you ask too much.
Yes.
May it pass away. Before me, the walls of beloved Elizabeth's home.
I'm home.
I pass through the portal.
An opening.
And in my heightened, stretched state,
what's this?
Encounter all the small, dear signs of family life.
She's here.
The kitchen garden, tools, smells of food cooking.
Mm.
I see Elizabeth at her work, plain and strong.
She's here.
And hanging ordinary wet laundry over a hempen rope.
It's so easy.
In the sun. And yes, oh yes, she is with child.
She's pregnant.
Dear, barren, aged, faithful, Elizabeth! She turns.
Mary.
The clothes fall from her hands into her basket.
Where have you come from?
I slow, and we stand motionless.
What's happened?
As she looks and sees my clothes disheveled.
Look at you.
My hair undressed, my feet unshod.
What's happened?
Only the trees and their shadows move as we face one another. Then a bird cries out, flying over.
Oh.
And Elizabeth reaches out and then runs to me and gathers my body to her.
Stay away.
Her swollen belly presses against me, and I feel beneath the skin the fluttering and kicking of her infant within knocking against me.
Dear God.
Elizabeth places her two palms against my belly and cries out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is your child. I am not ready." I push away. She leads me to sit on a low stone bench, and for the first time in hours, days, nights, I can rest.
Rest.
You are thirsty. You need to drink. You are hungry. Let me feed you.
It's okay.
Elizabeth hurries away, glancing backwards as she goes.
Where are you going?
She returns, bearing a cup and a bowl.
Oh, thank you.
I drink cool water and eat a stew.
So good.
I relax, and my energy plummets. I feel a tingling in my breasts.
What's this?
Which are suddenly heavy, tender. There's a cramping in my belly, and
cramping.
I feel nauseous.
Nauseous.
Lightheaded.
Lightheaded.
I know what this is.
Oh.
Oh, Elizabeth, I am a virgin who knows not man.
Not once.
I am a woman who once kept company with an angel.
An angel.
I am one who bears within her the sacred heart.
Messiah.
The broken savior of this world. I am heavy. Earthbound.
I can't move.
I cannot raise my arms or shift my legs.
I'm so heavy.
There is a living weight in my center that swells moment by moment with the growing child. Oh, Mary, do not be afraid. You will stay with me a while.
I am at home.
Elizabeth, dear, dear Elizabeth, sets a pillow against my back, raises and covers my legs. She clears off the remnants of my meal and brings me a cool, wet rag for my face and hands. Then she stoops and raises, hanging red, green, blue, white clothes across the strong rope.
Look, the colors.
Fluttering holy flags in the sun, in the breeze, giving glory.
Glory to God.
The little tree filters the high sun. I breathe easy, cool, content. May it be done.
A thin, chill wind at my back.
So cold.
My robes and shawls flutter and fall. Flutter and fall.
The wind.
You reach up your arms and
there
lift me down from the donkey.
Thank you.
I am stiff and cold.
I can't move.
And I stumble in the darkness across a rutted, muddy yard. A light. Joseph, a light.
Where are you?
Fine. So we shall be with the animals.
A cow, a donkey.
We are a poor family. No pretensions.
We have nothing.
There's clean straw, and if you bring me blankets, yes, now.
Where are you?
I will be warm enough. Yes.
Who is she?
Come in. Someone has told you of our situation?
The midwife.
Stay. I thank God for your arrival. I shall need you this night. The God who gives good friends has sent you. I grow afraid.
I cannot do this.
In the community of our women, I have seen the clenched hands on knotted rope.
They suffer.
Arms outstretched, crucified on the cross of pain.
I have seen this.
I have heard the screams.
They suffer.
Seen faces red and straining.
I will die.
I am moving towards the wall of pain.
Help me.
I will be dashed against the wall, bloodied and torn and contorting in spasms.
I cannot do this.
I who come close. And let me whisper to you, I, who have not been opened by man, how can I open to allow the child to pass through into this world? I look into your eyes, and I see an opening through the wall.
I see it.
An opening. Like a gate one leaves in a stone wall.
It is there, I see it.
For the smaller animals. And guarded by a good shepherd.
He is there.
Who beckons to me, smiling, nodding.
Follow me.
Arms outstretched against his tall shepherd's crook, haloed in the white light.
The light again.
Clear, steady breath and white light.
The light.
My heart opens.
It opens.
Breathing in and breathing out. I hold and give, hold and give. Hold the breath, hold the child within for one last moment.
It's over.
Hold the breath and with a great, smooth, fluid movement, I pass through the wall.
It is finished.
I give the child out.
He's here.
To the darkness and cold of the world. I reach down and take my child into the foldings of my mantle.
I am here.
Into the crossings of my arms.
Your mother.
I reach down and take him into my arms.
See him.
Suckle the newborn who opens mouth and eyes and takes me in.
Our child.
Many times a mother prays long for a child.
Little one.
I did not ask for this one. He was given, a pure gift given.
See him.
I did not know you were coming. And oh, how glad I am that you're here. The sky is written over with stars.
Look, the sky.
Holy beings generate a sound which comes
Listen.
Like song from the sky.
Do you hear it?
The woman gently tucks a blanket over the child, over me.
Rest.
Joseph places his hand against the infant's back and pronounces the prayer of naming. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
This child has named himself Jesus.
Jesus.
As he suckles, a great power passes out of me.
I'm so weak.
And there is all the sadness of a broken world.
Pain always.
I believe he has passed into this world through my heart.
My heart.
For it gapes wounded,
wounded.
And sore.
Sore.
I breathe, and within this warm circle, mother, father,
kiss me, kiss our child,
friend,
thank you,
and promised, holy, blessed baby, there is a balm to all wounds.
Paul, you move on through your life like a swimmer through the water. Even if you simply stand still, time rushes past you like a
current past
a snake.
And behind you your life streams out in a long tail. You are in the current, and your feet are firmly planted in the sand. You turn to look behind you and you see the long tail of your life past, and you see the places which are not smooth, the places which trouble you. You finger these places over and over like knots on a string, and you attempt to loosen, to untangle these knots. Here, someone has died. Here, someone was born. Here, I was cruelly unkind to someone. Here, someone was cruelly unkind to me. You worry these knots over and over until they are worn hard, and still you hope to untie them to have a smooth, unknotted cord trailing in your wake. Paul, you cannot. Then one day, you come to realize that these knots, which give you so much pain, which draw your attention so intensely, which you worry over and over, are your beads on a string, are prayer beads on a rosary. They are your mysteries. Not mysteries upon which philosophers dash themselves in hopes of solving riddles, of giving ultimate definitions. Not mysterious paradoxes against which the greatest intellectual ingenuity must be found wanting. No. These mysteries are life-giving. They are mysteries like an inexhaustible well, which is the source of all life. Where there is pain, you dip into the well of mystery and sometimes find more pain. Sometimes anger, sometimes even peace, and occasionally profound understanding. Where there is loss, you dip into the well of mystery and find ache and tears and humor and newness and freedom. Your fingers trace over events in your life which are knots, which have become solid beads. And your love wears these beads into a chain of love with which you adorn yourself. These are mine, you cry. These are my mysteries. These are my sorrowful, joyful, and glorious mysteries. Remember how the Virgin at Guadalupe spoke to Juan Diego? Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not here in the folding of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need?
Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not here in the folding of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else that you need?